Jennifer Malik is a few months away from earning a doctoral degree in biomedical engineering from Ohio State, and she has another interesting distinction. She's the Women's Collegiate National Champion in cyclocross. WOSU's Abby Vasulis reports.
Never heard of cyclocross? You're not alone. It's a unique form of cycling that involves rough terrain and physical barriers. Riders race around courses with different surfaces like grass, sand, and mud. For some obstacles, they actually have to hop off their bikes, carry them across, and jump back on. Imagine the steeplechase, but on two wheels. Malik caught the bug 4 years ago.
You can get off your bike and have to run through puddles, over ditches. It's pretty much taking your bike over all the things that you don't think it should, and then being like, yeah, I'm gonna go over this.
And Malik was a natural from the beginning. In her first year, she placed 11th in the Collegiate Club National Championship. The next year, she placed 6th, and last year took 3rd. As her graduation date approached, she realized a national title was a real possibility, so she upped her training schedule.
It's a lot of base miles early before the season starts, so that means like a lot of weekends where I'll be doing 3 or 4 hour rides, and then during the week I'll try and get, you know, some other 1 to 2 hour rides, lifting, and then also since you have to be off the bike and running, I'll go find like stairs or steep like hills basically, and I'll get off my bike and pick it up and like carry it and run.
All of that work paid off in January when she took home the national title. Cyclocross may fly largely under the radar, but it does have a decent following. National championship races attract hundreds of fans and are sometimes broadcast on television.
Hill section, people. This is not uphill. They're trying to race into this
down. For Malik, the sport doubles as both a workout and a way to unwind from her strenuous academic requirements. Her medical studies have her using computer simulations to develop new drug delivery methods for chronic ear infections.
It's a lot of time management. I probably have at least like 7 schedules where I'm like writing down what I have to do, and then I'm like, okay, I have a meeting, you know, on this time with my advisor, and then, oh, I have a 4 hour ride that day. So it can mean a lot of late nights, but it's definitely worth it.
It may be hard for her to fit in workouts, but when she does, they're therapeutic.
If I can't get a model to work and I'm yelling at the computer, I'm like, I just need to take a step away, go outside, ride my bike, and just kind of like burn off all that negative energy. And then I find like I'm in a much better mood, I'm in a positive space. And then sometimes I even come up with like ideas of, oh, this is what I could do in lab on the bike. And then I'm like, I need to get home.
Her professional goal is to eventually eliminate the need for children to undergo operations for Eustachian ear tubes. She said many of her female competitors also have demanding day jobs.
A lot of us have other full-time jobs, and I found, especially after getting to know everyone in those fields, that a lot of women are women of STEM. So you have like biochemists, engineers, doctors. And so it's really, really interesting how the women's field tends to be a lot more of these very, very successful women who can manage these rigorous full-time jobs and then also racing full-time as well.
But Malik says anyone can and should give cyclocross a try.
I started on a borrowed bike with borrowed shoes and borrowed clothes, and everyone's like, what can we do to help you? So I think that's pretty much the most important part of the sport, is it's a very welcoming family.
After winning the college club title, the next step Malik hopes to make is the U.S. national team. It competes against other countries and only has 8 spots. Malik currently sits in the top 15. Abby Vasulis, WOSU News.